Everybody, put your hands together.
Put your hands together for them.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, put your hands together.
Yeah.
I want you to put your hands together.
Really?
You gonna put your hands together?
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for.
Put your hands together for.
Absolutely, Rick and Patty. Good morning, 6:13. 35 degrees, clear skies today. Sign here, 65. Great to be with you. Of course, today we're super excited because $10,000 up for grabs with Moolah the Cash Cow.
Who wouldn't be excited about 10 grand?
Yeah, that really is what the day is all about. So the first code's going to drop at 8:20. You get a chance 10 times a day for that $10,000 with Moolah the Cash Cow. I know there's going to be some music mixed in there and some fun and games,
sure.
but I know what you're really here for. Just be honest.
It's the money. We want the payout.
Yeah, we want the payout, and we'll pay you for listening. We appreciate that. That's just how desperate we are, and we're okay with that. I'm okay. I sleep great at night knowing I'm giving away $10,000. All right, so we'll give you a chance coming up in just a little bit. Patty's going to work on some Nashville news. We got Facebook fun coming up, other people's problems, and tickets to the Straw Maze. Let's get going, Tri-Cities. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Country, 102.7 KORD. We were sitting here reminiscing about how much we love Jennifer Nettles' voice.
It's just so powerful.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And Sugarland, they come and go. They break up. They get back together. They break up, get back together.
Wow.
And I remember back when Sugarland had three people, when Baby Girl came out, and they had three people in the band. And then Kristen was her name. She left the band, and there was two of them. And then they, you know, just can't seem to get along.
It's hard. I imagine it would be really hard because there's always like one in the group that stands out more than the others.
We already know from the start of that band, Jennifer Nettles, absolutely. There's not to pick on poor Christian Bush. He's in the band. And then also Kristen. But yeah, Jennifer Nettles, when they first came on the scene, I went, hello, who's this voice? And
yeah.
she actually has an amazing voice. So there you go. Throwback Thursday. If you want to hear something, let us know right there on the app chat feature. 624, 34 degrees. You got Rick. You got Patty. Good morning. All right, here you go. Facebook, fun to get the day started.
What's up?
What's your hometown known for? So if you're from the Tri-Cities, what's your hometown known for? Richland, Pasco, Kennewick.
I don't know what any of these towns are known for, quite honestly.
Well, Hanford, I would think, would be one of the most obvious. You know, the Hanford site, probably one of the biggest. Fishing, maybe Columbia. You got the Columbia and big fishing.
Well, after Tri-Cities, I just say the wind.
The wind?
That was the first thing I know.
The wind,
the
dust.
You know,
yes.
Dust devils.
A couple years ago, we had the Tumblegeddon, where we had all the tumbleweed.
Tumbleweeds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. But you're not from here.
No. So what's your Iberville Heights? Well, Minneapolis. I would say Prince would be one of them.
I'm from Clarkston, so Clarkston, Washington, and we're right there on the confluence of the Snake and the Clearwater, and so Lewiston's like literally right across the bridge, so it's right on the border of Clarkston and on the border of Washington and Idaho. So, I'll have to think about what we're known for there.
I'm in Minnesota. You know, we're known for lakes, the land of 10,000 lakes.
10,000 lakes and all that.
And mosquitoes.
I know that the LC Valley, which I'm from, is the biggest builder of jet boats in the world.
Oh.
Because there's those two rivers right there, the confluence of the rivers.
Yeah.
And also the port of Lewiston is the most inward port in the west, basically, because it floods out eventually to the Columbia, but it's the innermost port with water that you can get to. So
okay.
It's kind of, I don't, stupid stuff like that.
What does that mean?
What are you trying to say, Rick?
You
could take grain up the river, basically, and hay and stuff, and you can float it all the way up there.
Gotcha.
So what's your hometown known for? We're curious, guys. Chime in on this. If you're from the Tri-Cities, definitely chime in. Curious what you guys think. Is it Hanford? Is it the Dust Devils? Is it the Americans? I mean, so many different things that you could be known for. So curious what you guys are, you know, and I know there'll be some funny ones in there, too. There's always funny ones, you guys.
Well, there's always, like, different products that are, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got Chuck or Cherry's. It's right there in Prosser. I mean, that's not. Yeah, I mean, if you're from Prosser, Chuck or Cherry's, there's a good one.
I mean,
one.
We have like lots of apple orchards and such.
Different things like that. All right, so chime in on it. What's your hometown known for? Share some of these comments on the way. And that is the Facebook fun.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Old Dominion Hotel Key, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD at 641. It's time for some Nashville news, Patty.
Amy Grant, Carrie Underwood, and the Grand Ole Opry all teaming up to help fight and promote awareness for breast cancer. It's part of the Opry Goes Pink event at the Opry, which is going into its 17th year. When Amy Grant flips the switch to turn the venue pink on October 25th, Carrie Underwood will make an appearance as a performer that evening. $5 from every ticket sold is donated to the Susan G. Komen to aid in the fight against breast cancer. Meanwhile, Eric Church is set to release a concert film. It's happening early next year. Evangeline vs. the Machine comes alive. Has songs from Eric's 2025 album, Evangeline vs. the Machine, along with hits including Desperate Man, Give Me Back My Hometown, and Sinners Like Me. The concert film was recorded during Eric's two nights at the Pinnacle in Nashville. Evangeline vs. the Machine comes alive is heading to IMAX theaters all across the United States and Canada. That happens February 13th. And just so you know, Eric is going to be in Spokane next Saturday night. Shaboozey now weighing in on Bad Bunny being announced as the Super Bowl halftime show headliner for 2026. In a conversation with Billboard, Shaboozey says he thinks it's awesome, adding that Bad Bunny is a global superstar, a global icon, and an American citizen. Shaboozey also said there's no better choice and noted that the NFL has been trying to expand. Bad Bunny is set to perform at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California on February 8th during the 60th Super Bowl halftime show. Finally, I thought this was kind of interesting. Did you know that Nicole Kidman is being encouraged by friends to reunite with ex-fiancé Lenny Kravitz?
I did not know this. Did not know they were even a couple back in the day.
I had no idea. Wow. I'm shocked. A source says Nicole's friends are telling her that the best thing that she can do for herself is to start having fun again. And Lenny seems like the perfect person to help her do that, by all accounts. Apparently, the red-hot chemistry that they once had has never gone away. And they're saying it just makes sense to give it another whirl. Who knows where it could lead? Maybe at this stage in life, things could work out for them long-term. I don't know. I remember she was with Tom Cruise.
They were married for a lot of years. But yeah. I'm curious. Yeah, she's had a few.
Well, all right. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready for furry fun at the pop-up pet adoption event. Join us Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage space. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day. Tasty bites from Bulldog Bistro. Shop pet goodies from Wiener Dog Wares and Bag and Bark. And don't miss the pet costume contest. The winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Plus, a big thanks to Jessica Rinker with EXP Realty for helping pets find their forever homes. It's all happening this Saturday at McCurley Subaru, brought to you in part by Pet Overpopulation Prevention, ASPCA, and our community partners. New Country, it's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Today is the day, the big day for $10,000. Moolah the Cash Cow, and of course that first code dropping this morning at 8:20. And we'll give it to you 10 times a day for a chance at $10,000.
This is big.
This is big. This is huge. Moolah the Cash Cow and $10,000. It's our final $10,000 Thursday. Tomorrow we'll go back to $1,000, wrap it up for the cow cash season for this season, and then this spring we'll give you a chance to win more money. But $10,000, we want you to win that today. First code dropping at 8:20. Right now, though, as you get up, get going, 35 degrees, clear skies. Today's high near 65. And, yeah, it's getting to be that wintry time of year. I know Patty up there on the KOR. RD mobile app was talking about those sneaky thieves. What's going on there, Patty?
Well, first off, never, ever, ever, ever warm up your car unattended. Don't do it, not even in your driveway, because it's just a perfect opportunity. You know, people see, there's nobody in the car. Let's go for a joyride.
Well, of course. Come on. That's exactly how that goes.
Yeah.
So, and even the police will warn you. There'll be reports of people doing that.
And also, never leave anything. I'm shocked. Like, my neighbor said to me the other day, she goes, I've started locking my car. What do you mean? You started?
Right.
I lock my car every day. I mean, do you not?
Well, you want to. Well, I mean,
come on.
In my neighborhood, I don't because I haven't had any issues. But I got nothing in my truck. I mean, there's nothing.
Well, don't leave anything of any value in your vehicle.
That's what a lot of people make the mistake of leaving stuff.
Not even change.
Because they'll get it. They'll get it. If they want it, they'll get it there. So check out that article and more posted for you now on the station mobile app. Also, I thought just for the fun of it, the best fall festivals. We got going on around these parts. Of course, you got Middleton Farms. They've got their big fall festival going on. The Mercantile, Country Mercantile.
Yep.
I love picking out a pumpkin over there. And there's a bunch of them going on. I made a list for you. The Tri-Cities Whiskey Barbecue Festival coming back. Rocktober with the Living Room Community Church.
Nice.
Just a ton.
There's a lot.
Ton of activities. We got it posted for you. If you want to do something this week or over the next couple weeks during the fall, we got you covered right there on the station mobile app.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD. Today's high near 65. Right now it's about 35. You got Rick, you got Patty. A chance at $10,000 coming up at 820, 10 times a day. Moodle of the Cash Cow dropping that $10,000. Another great reason to download the KORD mobile app. So go grab that app, and we'll play that in just about an hour away or so for a chance at $10,000. Other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And Angie's got a situation going on. What's up with Angie this morning?
Rick, Patty, here's my dilemma. A few years ago when my marriage was falling apart, my sister was my rock. She was there every single time I needed her, helping with the kids, cooking, cleaning, comforting me when I cried. I honestly don't know what I would do, how I would have made it through without her. But now here's the part that still makes me sick to my stomach. While she was doing all this, she was also sneaking around with my husband. He eventually admitted that there was someone else, but I had no clue it was my own sister until a few months ago when my youngest accidentally mentioned seeing Auntie kissing Daddy.
What?
Well, okay. Every time she was comforting me, she was betraying me. I'm divorced now and honestly couldn't care less what my ex is doing, but my sister? That's different. I haven't spoken to her since I found out. She's my only sister, and part of me feels like we should try to fix things. But honestly, I still hate her for what she did. Do I even try to forgive her, or do I just accept that our relationship is over for good? No. Angie in Kennewick.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I got questions. Is the sister still seeing?
You
know what I mean? Well, it sounds like it's over, but I don't know.
Yeah, she said she honestly could care less about the ex. So whatever he's doing, she could care less about. Do you mend fences with the sister? Sounds like it's over. It does sound like it's over. Do you mend? You know, she is your only sister, and you do love her. I don't know what you do in this situation. I am not a good person to ask because, as I've talked a lot about on this radio program, that I was a foster kid, I was adopted out. So I know my siblings. I kind of, sort of, at one short periods of time, grew up with my siblings, but I'm not emotionally attached to my siblings like normal people are because we didn't really grow up together. So when we were dealing with my mom's estate and my older sister, and I was the executor and had an issue with my sister, and she was the big B word, right? Yeah. I haven't talked to my sister since. Like, she made it hard for us to settle the estate that had nothing. Mm-hmm. This, I want to clarify, had nothing. So she fought over nothing for a year and a half. And remember how it made me sick to the stomach having to deal with her every single day? Yeah. I was like, really? There's nothing there. Uh-huh. What do you want? What do you want? You can't get blood from a turnip. So I have not, I unfriended my sister. I blocked her and I have not talked to her.
This is double whammy. This is, both. Your ex and your sister.
Yeah,
they both.
So for me, I know that this is not going to be a popular opinion. I can turn it off. I can go, nope, I'll never see you again as long as I live. See ya. Now, I don't think that's always the right way to go, Angie, but I'm just saying, from my point of perspective, that's the one advantage coming from a broken home. I can go, nope, I got no emotional response.
Yeah, I don't know. I have questions. I mean, has the sister reached out to you in any way? I have a lot of questions.
Well,
but just from hearing this, I mean, they both, did things.
She wants to fix it. Like, and part of me feels like we should try to fix things. She wants to fix it with her sister. She loves her sister. I get it. You love your sister. I get it. So maybe you put out the olive branch and you try to resolve this. Maybe that's what you do. All right, Angie, what are you guys thinking? Let us know. 547 KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We absolutely want to know. It's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
For you, starting Monday, Lainey Wilson will be in Vegas and will give you a chance to walk away with a great flyaway, all paid by us. I love that hotel accommodations. Airfare, $500 spending cash. Lainey Wilson in Vegas kicks off Monday, and we'll be doing some codes all day long. So be aware of that as we wrap up the cash cow. We're going to kick it off back into some Lainey Wilson in Vegas. What a great flyaway, Patty. So give you a chance to win that coming up very soon. So other people's problems this morning, we were talking about the sister, her name is Angie, and or the wife, well, she's the ex-wife now.
We don't know what the sister, we ain't got a few choice words
but the sister,
you want to call her.
Yeah, the sister was sneaking around with the husband, the ex-husband, and so, and now she wants to reconcile and rekindle stuff with her sister, because it is her only sister, and she's, you know, curious if she should do this. So 547-KORD, we've been taking your calls. What do you think?
Life is too short, and if you really loved her as a sister, you got to forgive and forget and move on, because if you don't, she dies, you're going to regret not making up with her. I know family members that happened to, and the one younger sister died that took over the husband.
Wow.
And the older sister regretted it to this day, and she's been gone 25 years. So if you really love your sister, try to forgive her and start out as sisters again, little by little, because if there's a child involved, you know, that child is being affected by all this. I mean, I've had family members who have done this for years, and they regret not forgiving their siblings.
All right. Well, you made me think about my own sister that I, you know, I'm not talking to.
I don't
to
know, Rick. Are you going to extend that olive branch?
I have thought about it, because it had to do with my mom's estate. It wasn't like she, you know, I mean, it was just a big mess. So, I mean, I've thought about it. She is my sister. Luckily, I've got another sister, so I'm good. I mean, she's not an only sister, so I've got another one.
I got another one, so I'm good. Thank you for your call, and you have a big heart. I'm just saying, so far, looking at the comments.
They're not there.
They're not there.
So,
nope.
All right, other people's problems still going on right there on the Facebook. Chime in on this. Would you forgive your, would you forgive your sister if she cheated with your husband, or now it's your ex-husband? And would you put out the olive branch? We're curious. Calls on the way. More of them. It's Rick and Patty. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. We're just ahead of the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge. That is on the way this morning at 7:50. Chance to win some Netflix, Patty.
We got a lot going on, Rick.
We do. So, here you go. Have you heard the term 6-7, Patty?
6-7?
The term 6-7.
No.
It's going around right now.
No.
If you've not heard it, they're thinking about banning it in some schools.
What's
some
it mean?
So, it's for a basketball player. He's a 6-7 player, but it really comes down to, it's the new slang, which really means so-so, is what they're saying. 6-7 means so-so. And if a kid listening to me right now, if I get it wrong, let me know. But it really is for a basketball player that he's 6-7. LaMelo Ball is his name. And so during one of the games, people are like, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7. And so now kids have taken this, and now it's become the new phrase. So,
I don't get it.
You don't.
Just means you're okay, but it sounds like he's a basketball star.
Well, he is a star. Well, he's a star, absolutely, but it's based on his height is what it's based on. And it's also in some songs as well, so it's really gone viral for the young kids. The trend started over the summer, and so now the word is just 6-7, 6-7, and it's been annoying people. So if you're listening and you're a parent and your kid's saying 6-7, so it's like, hey, man, eat your lasagna. 6-7. Oh, it's just so, whatever. So,
are you saying my lasagna sucks? You better eat it up.
Basically.
I don't know what that means.
So some schools are saying they'd like to ban the term 6-7 slang.
Lord. Really?
So it got me thinking here. It's called brain rot. These are words that really kids are using, and they don't really have any meaning. They just throw it out there to you. They call it brain rot. They call it brain rot. And so we did this when we were kids.
When we were kids, our saying was duh.
I mean, there was so many talking like a valley girl. Was
I remember
it,
that.
With
yeah.
Grody to the max. Grody to the max. Gag me with a spoon.
Like, yeah.
So there's so many there really is, like you said, Patty, there's so many of these that we could go down a rabbit hole. So we're going to take some calls, have some fun with it. And if there's a, is there a brain,
a phrase
or brain rot term that you absolutely can't
say? Or that your kid is saying all the time?
Exactly.
What's that mean?
Yeah, 547 KORD. What do you got for us this morning?
She still calls me bruh.
Bruh, okay.
She still says that all the time to me, bruh. And I'm like, what are you calling me bruh for? I'm your mother. I'm not your friend. I'm not your bruh. I'm your mother. Over and over. I hear that at least 4 times a day.
All right, there you go.
When I watch episodes, old episodes of Dog the Bounty Hunter, they refer to, hey, bruh.
Hey, bruh, you get your life, get your life in order. Hey, bruh, get your life in order. All right, so take some calls, have some fun with this. 547 KORD. What are your kids saying? Brain rot. And if you got some insight on 67, we'll take it. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Oh, Heart of Stone, 749, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD on our Throwback Thursday on the station, giving you a chance at $10,000. And because it's Thursday, you know it's time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge, right, Patty?
It's that time already.
It is that time.
Yes, we are going to play a famous movie clip or a famous clip when you can correctly identify it. Call us. 547-KORD. You're going to be rewarded with 2 months of Netflix. And there's a lot of content.
Oh, so much content on Netflix. It's insane. So 547-KORD, 547-5673. Listen to this famous clip. Tell us what movie it's from. And this was a movie in 1990. And let us know what the movie is, and you could win Netflix from Numerica. Take a listen. Here it comes.
George, what do you do for us down here?
Well, I push the button that gets things started.
Exactly.
Listen to it again.
George, what do you do for us down here?
Well, I push the button that gets things started.
Exactly.
So I will tell you this. Jim Carrey right now, this was in the news yesterday, the last couple days, is up for the main role in this remake. A live action movie of this.
Oh,
this is a famous cartoon, but we'll go to the phones here. Got a guest for us. Good morning. What movie is that from? Good morning, KORD. Got a guest for us. What movie is that from? Hello, hello, hello. All right, hang up, try again.
They're not there.
So Jim Carrey's going to be in this.
George, what do you do for us down here?
Well, I push the button that gets things started.
Exactly.
So we will give you a little
hint. I know it's from a TV show.
It is a TV show.
They had a maid named Rosie.
Yep, they had a maid named Rosie.
The daughter's name was Judy.
Yep, Elroy was the son. What was the dog's name? Astro. The dog's name was Astro. And what was the wife's name? Jane. Jim Carrey's going to be remaking this. And that was Mr. Spacely there. All right, here we got to try it. Good morning, KORD. You got a guest for us. What movie is that from? Good morning, KORD. You got a guest for us. The Jetsons. I heard Jetsons. There you go. The Jetsons.
Yay. Why is
nobody
even talking?
There you go. Who's this morning? Who's this?
It's the Jetsons.
It is the Jetsons. And who's this? What's your name?
Hold the phone.
All right. So she's...
Hold on.
I like it. She's unloading kids right now. She's unloading kids right now. All right. So hold on. We'll get you taken care of. Unloading kids. I said, Skip, you need your jacket. All right. The Jetsons. Absolutely. There you go. Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge. It's Rick and Patty. 1027 KORD. Don't worry. We'll do this craziness all over next week.
Thank goodness.
1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready for furry fun at the pop-up pet adoption event. Join us Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage space. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day. Tasty bites from Bulldog Bistro. Shop pet goodies from Wiener Dog Wares and Beg and Bark. And don't miss the pet costume contest. The winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Plus, a big thanks to Jessica Rinker with EXP Realty for helping pets find their forever homes. It's all happening this Saturday at McCurley Subaru, brought to you in part by Pet Overpopulation Prevention, ASPCA, and our community partners. It's 1027 KORD, a chance at $10,000 coming up in just about 10 minutes. Get ready with the KORD mobile app. Download the KORD mobile app. Today is the day for a chance at $10,000. $10,000 and think about what you could do if you had $10,000.
I could do all kinds of things with $10,000.
You could do a lot with
$10,000. I could pay off a credit card.
You could. You could do a lot of things with $10,000. So we'll give you a chance to win that $10,000 coming up in just about 10 minutes. So right now we're talking about some slang that's going around with the kids. 6-7 is the slang, and we're talking about brain rot words. Words that kids say to you that you wish they just would stop it. Like, you know, because every generation has its own slang words.
I know.
You know, so every generation has it. So we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD, and tell us what the words you wish your kids would just stop saying.
Well, I'm tired of hearing Riz talking about, like, hitting on people or trying to date someone. They're like, yeah, he tried the Riz and didn't work. And I'm like, well, just shut up. You sound idiotic. And then I'm tired of them going, ate that. And I'm like, what? And they're like, oh, she did a dance number and totally ate. And I'm like, what? And they're like, she did really good. And I'm like, means you ate food, not someone did a great job.
Absolutely. So some of these terms I hear all the time, and I know what they mean. Like you said, ate. So like, so if there's a great football player, right, and it's Justin Fields or whatever, and they get a touchdown. Oh, Justin Fields just ate. So that's A-T-E, that's eight.
I can't keep it straight.
And then the Riz, I understand the Riz is because the Riz is all about the mojo. We call it mojo, the swagger. Yes. See, in our day, it was swagger. Well, now it's Riz. Oh, that kid's got Riz or whatever. So, yeah, so a couple words there. Brain rot words. We're having fun with you today. Of course, keep the calls coming, 547-KORD. You know, our big buzzword for Patty and I is lose weight. How about that?
And we got the map. We got the secret to success. It's called Tri-Cities Weight Loss. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like we did, or if you want to keep going just like I'm going.
Patty's incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
50 pounds.
I'll take it.
That's
all day
incredible.
Long.
Incredible.
I'm wearing a jacket that I haven't worn for several years. My husband's like, why do we move these why do we have to move all this stuff around? And I'm like, because I'm going to get into it one day.
You're going to get
into it. And now, look, it's happened.
That's right. And if you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two, it's humanly possible. I lost 20 pounds. I lost 20 pounds in 6 weeks. It took me a month and a half to lose the weight. So how do you do it, Patty?
Well, you do it healthy, naturally, safely, and effectively. You're not going to do any point counting. You're not counting calories. You don't even have to exercise. No prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs. So there's no injections. It's Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
That's right. Give them a call, and Ashley and Dr. Lopez are there for you. The number, Patty?
It's 509-410-0670, and the website is tricitiesweightloss.com.
Get the free consultation. When you do, just let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Country, it's 1027 KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Been doing some brain rot words with you this morning, what kids are saying to the parents, and you're trying to figure out what those words mean or why they're saying them, like 6-7 right now. So 547-KORD. Sam, you got a couple for us.
Well, my top two that drive me crazy would be that's cap.
Okay.
Which means that's not true or that's not, you know, it's cap. You're telling a lie or it's not good. And then the other one that drives me the most sane is bruh.
Yeah.
I mean, they call their parents bruh or their girlfriend. Yeah, come on, bruh. And I'm like, what?
Thank you, Samantha. And yeah, she was talking about she's got a couple teens and that's what they're doing. And again, it was like,
it's a whole different language.
It is.
Parents, you are unbelievable.
And we even talked about the word sus, like suspect. That's a new word. Like, oh, that's sus. Suspect. All right, more of your calls on the way. Keep them coming. Rick and Patty, KO Country. It's 1027 KORD at 826. You got Rick, you got Patty. All right, $10,000. Here's the code again. We're going to give it to you. The code is going to be 654 right now. 654 is the code. Now, we just had Chris call in from Moses Lake. First time playing, Chris. Thanks for the call. You got to go download the KORD mobile app. You can also go to the website, 1027KORD.com, and it says win cash there on the What's Hot bar, okay?
Right.
But once you have the app, then right in the middle of the front page, it'll say win cash to your left. Go through there, and then you have to scroll down a little bit to the date and time.
To the date and time and correlating time, and then you enter that code right there.
Because, right, because 10 times a day we're giving you a chance at $10,000 today. So the next time this code's going to come up, it's going to be 920, 1020, 1120. See, there's a pattern to it all. And if you want a chance at this $10,000, you can go to the website or you go to the app. So there's a couple ways to do it. Doesn't cost you anything. That's the best part. Doesn't cost you anything. There's also bonus ways that you can get into the drawing even more, because there's like what they call social sweeps. There's just a bunch of different things that you can do. You can like us on Facebook. You can like us on Insta, X, all that. And that's just so many different ways that you can win this $10,000 from us.
Why wouldn't you do it if you have the time? And it's just really just a matter of, you know, entering the codes.
That's it.
Yeah.
10 times a day. So right now we're going to give you the code again. The code for this hour is 654. And don't worry, I give it to you multiple times through the hour. But right now the code is 654. All right, let's tie off other people's problems. We've got a situation going on with Angie. What's going on with Angie here, Patty?
Well, her dilemma is a few years ago when her marriage was falling apart, she says her sister was her rock. She was there every single time I needed her, helping with the kids, cooking, cleaning, comforting me when I cried. I honestly don't know how I would have handled all this without her. But here's the part that makes me really sick to my stomach. While she was doing all this, she was the one sneaking around with my husband.
What?
Yeah, he eventually admitted that there was someone else. I had no clue at the time until my, that it was my own sister, until just a few months ago when my youngest accidentally mentioned seeing Auntie kissing Daddy.
Oh, geez.
Well, so every time she was comforting me, she was betraying me. Oh. I'm divorced now. Honestly, couldn't care less what my ex is doing. But my sister, that's different. I haven't spoken to her since I found out. She's my only sister, so part of me feels like maybe we should try to, you know, fix things. But honestly, I still hate her for what she did.
Yeah.
How do I even try to forgive her? Or do I just accept that our relationship is over for good? Angie in Kennewick.
Ton of people chiming in on Facebook. And you can app chat us, call us. What are people saying here, Patty?
Matt says, forgiveness is for you, not them. But once you decide to forgive, you can't ever bring it up again or use it as ammo.
I like what Lori says. You need to learn to forgive what happened to you so you can move on. Remember, it wasn't just your sister that betrayed you. It was also your husband. Chances are that the relationship won't last since it started with a lie. And that's from Lori. It sounds like the relationship's over, too.
Barbie says, forgive them both for your well-being, but the relationship will probably never be the same. But family is important. Smile, be happy, and have an amazing life.
I like what Maureen says. I would never talk to her again. That's disgusting. Very messed up for her to do that to you, and I just wouldn't talk to her again. That's from Maureen.
Vicky says, I'd be done. Our relationship would be over. That's the ultimate betrayal. Crystal says, forgiving is not for us, sister. It's for you to be able to move on. You don't have to have a relationship with her.
Julie says, is she even repentant or sorry? You must forgive, but for a healthy, trustworthy relationship, you will never have, and it harmed your children. So I'd say no. Why settle for this type of character, even if it's blood? And that's from Julie.
Freela says, I'd forgive her for your own sake, other than that, if it was me, but it's not up to you to mend the betrayal. It's all on her, and obviously it would take a lot on her to make me want to have anything to do with her again.
Ashley says, I would never talk to my sister again. To be there in comfort while building a relationship with your ex? Nope. That's from Ashley.
Shannon says, cheating is bad enough, but your own sister? I'd be done with both. That's just me. And Bonnie says, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kevin says, nope, she's a dirtbag. Jenna says, nope, that's unforgivable. The hatred is justified. So, yeah, I'd say this is 80-20%. 20% saying forgive. Most people are saying, no way, Jose, not going to happen. They're not going to do it.
Again, out of all the people, out of all, you know, you hear all the fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
you two have to find each other?
Well, like, the double-edged sword is she's comforting you. You're telling her her
secret. And she's lying on you at the same time.
That's the big thing about the situation. So.
And it would be so hard to trust anybody after that.
Oh, that would be.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't trust anybody.
A situation like that. All right, Angie, we did our best for you. It looks like 80%, 80-20. And 80% is like, no, you don't forgive. You can forgive, but you don't have to have a relationship. So what do you guys think? You can chime in, let us know. You can call us, 547-KORD. App chat is what you do in the situation. Other people's problems, you got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.